LeBron James and his Cavaliers are playing their best basketball of the season. But despite an 11-game winning streak, Cleveland is still only in fifth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Look, football's over, on to hoops, and the All-Star break coming up with Here Now's sports analyst Mike Pesca, who also hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And so when we last left our hero, LeBron James,
our hero,
he'd left Miami to go back home to play again for Cleveland and play well. But it's been a struggle. What's going on?
Well, he plays well when he plays, but when he's hurt, the team does not do well. That's the easiest, and it's an accurate explanation. They were 1-7 recently without him as he was ailing. Now, since then, they've gone on an 11-game winning streak. I did see one Cleveland writer say that winning streak does also coincide with when the coach took them out bowling. Yeah, I'd also say LeBron James' presence in the lineup might have a huge amount to do with that. The interesting thing is, he's getting older, he's getting more injured, but the real knock on LeBron is he's a terrible general manager. Actually, he's not terrible, but, you know, he is the de facto guy who decides who his teammates are going to be. And when he dictated that the team get Kevin Love, the big man from Minnesota, they did so. But Love has not been as integrated into the Cavaliers as LeBron would have liked or as LeBron mm-hmm. imagined. And that's because LeBron, I think, was just looking at what he did with the Miami Heat, remembered, hey, we had Chris Bosh. He was this 7-foot guy. He played a certain way. Kevin Love will play a certain way. Well, players are different. Yeah. So LeBron's brilliant. LeBron's a brilliant player. Sometimes he is not the exact right guy to get all the pieces to match. Anyway, it will be intriguing because right now they're a 4 or 5 seed in the East, and the best team in the East is the Atlanta Hawks, who no one suspected would be good, and they're just lighting the world on fire.
By the way, what is their secret?
What is their secret? No one knows. So they went 17-0 in January, an undefeated January, part of a 19-game win streak, best January in NBA history. They've since lost. They don't have a great player. Actually, they do, Al Horford, but he's not a great offensive player. And people think to win in the NBA, you need a superstar like LeBron, like Kobe in his prime, like some of these new kids, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. They do it with teamwork, which seems satisfying to the purists. And yet some will say, even though they're likely to be the number one seed in the East, that they'll be vulnerable in the playoffs. Cause come crunch time, you need one distinct guy to take the shot. I don't know if that's true. I think they do things with spacing. They're extremely well coached. Their defense is superb. I would love to see them surprise the heck out of everyone and maybe be the East's representative in the NBA Finals.
Okay, just in the minute we have, I just want you to comment on the New York Knicks. One of the worst teams in the NBA. They have the great Phil Jackson. He once played for them back as team president. But he told the New York Times the other day that his experiment with the team has failed. It's the triangle. Yeah. So what's wrong?
Yeah, Jackson was, oh, yeah, about that, about my system that works when Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan is the centerpiece. Somehow that's not working now. The secret is it's not the triangle. It's not Phil. I mean, those things are terrible. Phil's not terrible. The triangle is. Their defense is atrocious. It's been atrocious since Pat Riley left.
Oh, boy.
And they are just on their way to being not just a disappointing team, but a confoundingly disappointing team, giving the New York fans no hope. New York fans reacting by continuing to sell out games because New Yorkers love basketball.
No matter what. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. My childhood team, the Knicks, I'm sticking with you. Mike, thank you.
It's not because of you, Robin.
It's Here Now.